ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Hei. The Gemara is continuing with the sugya that started on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav over there says that if you're koymetz a mincha, minchas oimer shalei lishma, or you shecht a asham mitzayra shalei lishma, it's pasul. Because ha'il u'bas l'hatev l'hiter u'bas mahachshir v'lehichshir, it's pasul. Usually shalei lishma is kashav le'alu, but over here these things that are bas l'hachshir or l'hatir, and they're not machshir and they're not matir, they're pasul. So the Gemara over here on the top of the Amid asks a kasha on Rav from a braisa that says lahedya a'asham mitzayra shenishchat shalei lishma. Says hareza oila l'gabim is be'ach. But al kaponim it says lahedya that it's kosher. Mefurish not like Rav, and the Gemara says tiyufta de Rav. There's actually a nidin. The Brice also mentions another case of shaloi nidin midome al gabe behoinis. That you brought the asham bekashrus lishma, but you didn't put the dam on the behoinis of the mitzvah. So there also it says that it's a kosher oila. So the shaila is this also a raya, not like Rav? Because if you weren't mekayim the mitzvayos, l'chayra, it's also bas l'hachshir v'l'hichshir. Or Dilma, maybe, asham mitzvayos, that you weren't mekayim the din matam behoinos, is not a chesaron in the asham being machshir. Afal pikin, the asham could be machshir. It's just you're lacking the matam behoinos, but the hechshir of the asham you have. So Mamelo, it is Bas L'Hachshir, and it wouldn't be a raya, not like Rav. The Beskerov, he brings a raya from the Sugaz in Yuma, that it's Taka, a good carbon, and it's Machshir, and this wouldn't be a Kasha and Rav. The Gemara's Kasha is only from the Resha that says L'Hedya by Asham Shalei L'Shma, that it's Kasher. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara ends off to Yufta de Rav, that Rav is slugged up. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, he brings down Rav's Din, L'Gabi Minchas Oimer. The Gabi Asham, there we don't pass like Rav, but the Rambam's Mashma, the Gabi Minchas Oimer, there we pass like Rav. The Tesis Yamtiv is Matmiya. How could the Rambam pass like Rav? The Gemara over here says, L'hadyo Tiyufta de Rav, we shlug up Rav. The Zevach Toida from the Chavetz Chaim, he says a Lashin that Ein Svara Hechreches to say that just because the Gemara shlugged up Rav, the Gabi Asham, that he's also shlugged up the Gabi Minchas Oimer. L'chayra, what the Chavetz Chaim means is that maybe the svara of bas l'hachshir v'l'hichshir is enei doima to the svara of bas l'hatir v'l'hitir. The Gemara just proved that even if it's bas l'hachshir v'l'hichshir, it's still kosher. But maybe if something's bas l'hatir v'l'hitir, then it's pasul. Maybe bas l'hatir is a stronger svara, and over there, if it's not being matir, it will be pasul. Al Kaponim, so this is Rav Shita, and the Gemara shlugs up Rav Al Kaponim l'inyan asham, pashtas l'gabi everything. Then the Gemara moves on to a second Shita, Rishim ben Lakish. Shlakish holds that a minchas o'imah she comes as shalei lishma is kshera. It's kosher, not like Rav. Even if it's bas l'hatir l'hitir, it's kosher. But Rishlakish says, v'shirea ina cholin at shetovi minchas o'imah acheres v'tatireno. You can't eat it. You can't eat the oimer because it's a problem of chadash. You need another oimer that's bro lishma to be matter this oimer to be eaten. To that, the Gemara asks, if there's an iser to eat it because it's chadash, nikrav echi karva, mimashke yisrael, menamutal yisrael. There's a din that a carbon can only be brought from something that's mashke yisrael, menamutal yisrael. Only something that's mutter for yisraelim to eat, for klal yisrael to eat. So over here, if there's an iser eating it because of chadash, how could it be a good akrava? So the Gemara answers, Amr of Adabar Havak, Savar Shlakish, Eim Achosr Zman, Leboy Bayoyim. Shlakish holds Eim Achosr Zman, Leboy Bayoyim, and therefore, it's as if it's mutter. We know, there's no chesaron of the fact that it's chadash to be asr, because in chesaron Leboy Bayoyim, we look at it already now like it's mutter. And then the Gemara, on the Mesaif, the bottom of the Amr, turning to Amr Beis, says that really the reason Rish Lakish is because he holds Heir Mizrach Matir. He holds that you don't need that krova of the Omer to be matir it. The Heir Mizrach, once the morning of Tezayin Nisan comes, it's Memelo Mutter. And Memelo, it's Taka Mutter, it's not a Chesor and a Mashke Yisrael. That's the Sugis HaGemara. The Rashba over here in Chidushim, he asks Akasha, Why does the Gemara only have Shver on Rish Lakish? Mikrav Hechi Karva, Ay, Mimashke Yisrael, Menamutal Yisrael. L'chore, this Kasha is Shver on every Minchas Oimer. Every Minchas Oimer, until the Oimer is brought, until you're makter the Oimer, there's the Isra Chadosh. So every Akravas Oimer is a Isra Chadosh. So it should be a problem on Mashke Yisrael. Why is the Gemara only asking on this? On this Minchas Oimer of Rish Lakish, which was brought to learn Lishma, L'chayre it's a kasha on every Minchas Oimer, even when it's brought Lishma. This is the Rajba's kasha, and the Rajba says, the Teretz is that B'shas Yemakter Minchas Oimer, a kasha Minchas Oimer, the heter of this Oimer and the heter of Alma, Boyin Ke'echad. He says, Ke'en the Svara, the Gemara says in Gittin, Gitoi V'yodoi, Boyin Ke'echad. Similarly over here, that the heter akrova, that even though it's not mashkir yisrael, it's taka aser, but the heter to be makrovit comes the same time as the heter on chadash l'alma. So therefore, there's no chesar, and it's befas achas, it's chal, the heter together with the akhtara. This is the Rashba's teretz. Tosfos later on daf pedalad amud aleph in divrei maskil shomrei, at the end of the divrei maskil, Tosfos says, the reason why a regular Minchas Oimer is not a problem on Mashke Yisrael is because mitzvah say bekach. The Torah was mitzvah us to bring a mincha, and that's the mitzvah, to bring chadash. There's no other way to do it. So mitzvah say bekach is a special heter. Now, this sheet over here, in Ois Yud Gimel, asks a similar kasha, which will touch on the same shaila of the Rashba. Because the sheet asks that Rav, that on Daf Dalid, that says that if you bring a Minchas Oimer Shalei Lishma, it's possible, he had to come up with a Svara of Bas Lahatir V'Lahitir. L'chayra, he should have said more Pashat, because the Gemara over here is Mavur, that there's a Chesaron of Mashke Yisrael, and because of that, it's possible, Akrova is a possible Akrova. The only Teretz the Gemara said for a Shlokish is because he holds Heyre Mizruch Matir. And if Heir Mitzvah Matter, so it's Be'etzem Mutter from the beginning of the day. Now Rav's Shita, later on Daf Samaches, is that he holds the Oimer itself, the Akravas Oimer is Matter. We don't say Heir Mitzvah Matter. So the Chayra, according to Rav himself, that there's an Isser until you make of the Oimer, it's back Shver the Kasha of Mashke Yisrael. So that should have been Rav's reason why it's possible. This is the Shita's Kasha. And the Shita says the Teretz, it's not so clear what his Teretz is, but he says the Teretz that since Shalei Lishma is kosher, because it's kosher of Le'alu, so even though it's Le'alu, but it has the same halacha as Lishma, and he says the Nusach of La'atzma Olsala, for itself it's matter, and there's no chesaron of Chadash. Klape itself is no chesaron of Chadash. Now, the Biskarov, he understands what the Shita means, and the same svar of the Chazanish, he says it himself. He doesn't say it in the Shita, but he says the svar himself in Kama Simen Chav Zayin Oiz Dalet, that they say that by Korban Oimer itself, over there there's no Psal Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael is only when there's a Zaytage Yisurim. If you, when you're being Makar something, it was a Zaytage Yisur, that's also for Klai Yisrael. But chaylev and dam of a carbon, there's no isra mashke Yisrael because that's good for what the Torah wants. So over here also, the Torah is saying to bring the Oimer. That's not a chesaron of mashke Yisrael. That's what the Torah is saying, to bring chadash. So b'kai gavna, it was never said the psul of mashke Yisrael. Just like chaylev and dam, it was never said the psul of mashke Yisrael. So it's similar to what we quoted from Tosfos later on Pedalid, but it's a little different. Tosfos over there says that the reason why there's no chesaron of Mashke Yisrael is because mitzvah se bekach. A normal Oimer, when it's Lishma, is mitzvah se bekach. The Biskurav and the Chazanish are saying different. They're saying that it was never said klapi the carbon of Oimer. Just like it was never said klapi chelev and dam, it was never said klapi Oimer. So it's not a heter. It was never said bechlal. And Chazanish and the Biskarov, they both ask that the Gemara on the end of today's daf says that Malo Oimer, it says a Chumra and Oimer, Oimer is a Chumra, that it's Matar Lav Shaba. It's Matar the Lav Shaba. So it's Mashma from that Lashon of the Gemara that in the Oimer itself there is a Lav, there is an Isser Chadash in the Oimer itself, Klapi the Oimer itself. According to what they're saying, there is no Isra Bechlal. Kapanim, so this is how they're learning the Pshat and the Shita. Now, if you look good at the Lashon of the Shita's Mashma is saying a different verb. He's Mashma that Chiddush Din, but Al Kapanim, even though Shaloi Lashma is Kasha, it's Loi Alu, it didn't work for the Aimer of the Tzibur, but Al Kapanim, it has a Teres Akrava of Aimer to be Matter, at least the Chadash, for its own self, for the Mincha itself. It can't be Matter for the Tzibur, for everyone's Chadash, but Al Kapanim for itself it could be. That's what the Shita's Mashma, it obviously needs better Havana what this means, but that's what the Lashon is Mashma. So Al Kapanim, Legabi, the original Shiloh, we said from the Rashba. Now L'Chayra, every Omer should also have a problem of Mashke Yisrael. We have L'Chayra three Tirutzim. The Rashba himself answered that it's Boyin Ke'echod, the Heter and the Akrova are Boyin Ke'echod. We said Tosfos later in Daf Pei Daled learned that it's Mitzvase Bekach. It's a Heter, Mitzvase Bekach. And the Biskurov and the Chazon Ish are learning in the Shita over here in Eisid Gimel that it wasn't said Bechlal Psula Mashke Yisrael copy the Omer. Now the Rashba we mentioned is L'Chayim Mavura, tremendous Chiddush. Because the Rashba is saying that the Haktoro B'Vas Achas is Chal together with the Heter of Chadosh. Now L'Chayim, that's Hotinach the Haktoro. What about the Kemitza itself? L'Chayim, B'Shas, the Kemitza takes place, over there is Yisra Chadosh. So why is there no Chisaron of Mashke Yisrael clapping the Kemitza itself? The Avodah's Kemitza is done when there's the Yisra of Chadash. So L'Chayra, it's Muchach in the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that the Din Mashke Yisrael is only said on the Akhtara. It wasn't said on the Avodah's Kemitza. L'Chayra, the Hezber is that it was only said on Dvarim that are Achilas Mizbeach. Stam Avodah's, there was no Din of Mashke Yisrael. L'Chayra, that's what's Mavur in this Rashba. The Menchas Avram brings down from the Sefer Divrei Eliezer and Chelik Beis at the end has a Kuntres Zechor L'Avram. And over there in Simen Chav Vav, Oiz Vav, he says that Lafiza we can answer the Shita's Kasha. The Shita had asked that why didn't Rav say the reason why it's possible is because there's a chasarn of Mashke Yisrael. Why do you have to come on to the reason of Bala Hatir Vlahitir? Lafiza's Rashba, that on the Kemitza there's no Din Mashke Yisrael, Rav said the reason of Bas Lahatir Vlahitir because there's an afkamina of Kemitza. Because if a person is Kaimitz Shaloy Lishma, and then, before he gets around to do the Akhtara, he brings another Omer Lishma, and it's Matar Lisr Chadosh. So if the soul would be as Mashke Yisrael, now that B'Shas Akhtara, it's Kasher. And in the Kemitza, there's no soul of Mashke Yisrael. So that's why Rav hopped on to the reason of Bala Hatev Lahitir. Because now, even if you're Makriv, another Omer, before you get around to be makter this one, it's anyways possible because Bas Lahatev Lahitir. And B'emes, the Karnera himself, has the tzad to say such a teretz, but he says that about that's not true, even M'shas Kemitza also there's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Now, I'll go upon him, this etzem nekud of the Rashba, that the din of Mashke Yisrael is only a psol in the Hakrava, in the Achilas Mizbeach. The Menchas Avram over there in Simon in page Nun Beis says that L'Chayra it's Tali in a Chakira of the Achreinim. Many Achreinim have a Shaila. The Zecher Yitzchak in Simon Lamed Dalid, the Nois Yaakov in Simon Yud Dalid, the Stipler's Mayrach about this. What's the Pshat in the Psol Mashke Yisrael? Is the Pshat that it's a Kloliistic Isser, that all Isurim that are Aser to Hedit are Aser to Gavaya? Anything that's also lahedit has iser to gavaya. It's a kloliistic iser that anything that's also lahedit is also gavaya. Or is the pshat that it's megala to us that every iser hedit is also an iser gavaya? Not that it's one kloliistic iser for us to be makriv anything that's also to hedit. Rather, in each iser hedit is also said an iser gavaya. In the iser chadash, it said don't bring chadash to gavaya. And all Isurim is said also Isra Gavaya. So it's Isra Gavaya. Or is it not Isra Gavaya? It's an Isra for us to be makir of anything that's Isra Hedyat. But the Isra itself is an Isra Hedyat. So Dr. Menchas Avram, if we understand like the first Tzad, that it's not really an Isra Gavaya, It's an iser to be makiv anything that's also lahedya. It's an iser klali to be makiv anything that's also lahedya. L'chayra, it's saying it gedra the iser is that it's this thing is the wrong min to be makiv as a karbon. It's not the right thing that should be used for a karbon. So ebezoi, it should be a psol even in the kmitza, not only in naktara, in any avodah. This is the wrong min to be brought for a karbon bechlal. For any avodah, but she'enkein, if we learn that it's a psul iser gavaya, in every iser hedyad, it's also said that it's an iser gavaya. Then we can understand, like the Rashba, that it's only in achilas mizbeach. The iser gavaya is for the akrava to bring it to the mizbeach. But stam in avodah like the avodah kemitza, in there there's no iser gavaya. Iser gavaya is only in achilas mizbeach. This is what the Menachas Avram suggests, that this could be the Havana behind the Shiloh, if there's Isser Mashke Yisrael, Mishas Kemitza. Now the Stipler, and really the Taras HaKodesh, was Makdim him, they say that L'chayra, to this Etzem Shiloh of the Achrayinim, is the Isser Mashke Yisrael a Kholistic Isser, or is it an Isser Gevaya, that each Isser had is an Isser Gevaya? They say L'chayra, we can bring it right from the Etzem Gemara, because the Gemara answers over here to this Shiloh. How are they able to be Makrivit? L'chayra, there's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. The Gemara answered that first. Omar, if Adra Avo, Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. Shlok HaShol, Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. L'chayra, it's a Shver. What does it mean, Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim? L'may said, is it Isser to bring this thing to L'Gavaya? Who cares if later on the Isser is going to go away? L'may said, right now, there's the Isser Gavaya on this, to bring this as a Karmon. So how can Eim Mechuzer Zman help? So the Stipler, that's only if we understand that each Isser Hedi is also Isser Gavaya. But if we learn that it's a Klaliistic Isser, anything that's also a Hedi is also also the Gavaya, the Pshat is, that means that the Torah is saying that something that's also a Hedi is not Roy, not proper to bring as a Karbon, because it's a Geruadic thing, it's a low quality item. Something that's also for a Hedi is not a Chashav thing to bring a Karbon from. So to that, the Gemara could say in Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim that since today it's going to be Roy for Yisrael, it's going to be Roy for Hedid, so already now it has a Chashivas. It's not like a regular Dover, how Osir L'Hedid, which there's a Dover Geruah and it's not Chashav, but here where it's going to have Hedid today, that's a Chashivas. But if we learn it's Isser Hedid, then it doesn't make sense to apply the din of in Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim if L'Maisa there is the Isser. L'maisa, now it's Asr, it wouldn't help Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. This is what the Stipler says, so this would be a riot to that side in the Shailah L'Achreinim. Now the Gemara Vayter says, Masav Rav Sheshas, how can we say Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim? It says, Hiktim Matin Shemen L'Matin Dam, Yimalenu Shemen V'Yasav Yitin Shemen Acher Matin Dam. Matin Bohinis L'Matin Shemen, Yimalenu Shemen V'Yasav Yitin Matin Bohinis Acher Matin Dam. We amrit Eim Mechuzer Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim and my Yachsav Yitain, my the of it. B'chayro, it was kosher. Amr Papa, Shani Elchus Mitzuyah, the Chsev Behu Avaya. The Amr Kroh, Zoyz Tia, Toriyas HaMitzuyah, Tia Baviyosatei. Al-Kuponim, it says over here that if you makdim matin shemen, the matin dam, so you malenu shemen, the Yachsav Yitain shemen, acher matin dam. It wasn't a good matin shemen. Rashi is Masber. Why is it not a good matin shemen? Rashi says, because you have to do matan dam first, because the shemen has to be al mokrim dam ha'asham. Yitein ha-shemen. That's what the Torah Pasuk says. You have to put the shemen on the dam ha'asham. Rav Beryl, in the shurim, asks, L'chayra, if the reason why it doesn't work is because it has to be done on the mokrim asham, and where they put the dam ha'asham, L'chayra, what that doesn't have shaykhes to the shaylof, if yesh mechuzer zman l'boy b'yoyim, or ein mechuzer zman l'boy b'yoyim. It's not a seder in zman. It's a mokim where you have to put the shemen. The mokim for the shemen is in the mokim that you put the dam. So it's not a seder that we could apply the shiloh of yesh mechuzer zman or ein mechuzer zman. It's a mokim where the dam has to be put. L'chayra, if the dam has to be put in this mokim, it doesn't help if we say ein mechuzer zman l'boy b'yoyim. Now on the etzem din over here of being makdim matin shemen, the matin dam, the mikdash David in Simin Yud Beis, Sivkayim Beis has a shiloh. He's nistapik. If we have to finish the entire matan mahinus of the matan dam, and only afterwards can you start the matan mahinus of the shemen, or is it enough with each matan mahinus of you could do on that finger, you could do now dam. You could do ash. I'm sorry, you could do shemen on the dam. Is it? Do you have to finish all the behinds to start the matin ash on the shemen, or is it enough each bayin that you're mekayim the din dam already right away? You can start and do there the matin shemen before you nigma the whole behinds of the matin dam. So he says the chayr lefi Rashi over here that says that the reason why it doesn't work is because the shemen has to be done on the makam where you put the dam asham. That's only on each bayin if you have to put the dam first. But if you already put the dam, it would be beseder and mutter to put the shemen even before you finish all the bayinis of the dam. However, it brings Taisus later in Daftes that over Taisus says that even if you're makdim the yitzika of the shemen, you pour the shemen onto your hand before you finish the matin dam, even that's makiv. Taisus over there is nistapik, but Al-Kapanim Taisus has a tatat ma'akiv. So if it's a chesaron, if there's a problem, even when you're being makdim the yitzika, Al-Kachach, it's not like Rashi, that it's because of the makim of dam, that you see that there's a seder that first the dam has to be taken care of, and then only then the shemen, and even the tzika of the shemen could only be done after you finish the dam. So b'zoi zakta mikdash David, you would have to finish the entire matin behindness of the dam, and only afterwards start the matin shemen, because that's the seder, first the dam, and only afterwards the shemen. So l'chayra l'fi, the way the mikdash David is learning from later Taisus and Daftas, our Gemara would be very geshmak. The reason why our Gemara said it's totally in the shayla of yesh mechusas man leboy b'yoyim or ein mechusas man leboy b'yoyim is because it's taka a din seder. It's a seder that you have to first do dam and then shemen. Not like Rashi saying that it's a din in putting the shemen on the makam where there was dam. It's a din in it's taka a din in the seder. So then the Gemara would be very geshmak. The Biskirov over here in Stanzloch, he has a tzad to say that even Rashi, we could say that Rashi also means that it's a din seder to first do dam and then do shemen. Rashi is bringing the makara, they have to put the shemen and the matin dam, but what Rashi really means is that from there we learn out that there's a din seder, they first have to do the dam and then the shemen. And that's what we could apply here, the din of Ein Mechusas Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. And the Chayra, if that's Taka, the Pshat and Rashi, then getting back to the Safika, the Mikdash David, Ein Echanami, even like Rashi, you would have to finish the complete Matin, Behoinis of the Dam, and only afterwards start the Matin, Behoinis of the Shemen. Now, the Brice over here says that if you do the Matin, Behoinis before the Matin Sheva, also, it doesn't work, and you have to do the Matin, Behoinis again after the Matin Sheva. The Shita Mekubetus over here in Ois Ches brings down from Rashi that says that Al-Kopanim, the Matin Sheva, did work. The Matin Sheva worked, and now you have to do Matin Hainis again. But the Matin Sheva, you are already Yotza. And the Shita asks, how could that be that you are Yotza, the Matin Sheva? L'chayra, it was Chasr Halog. If first you did the Matin Hainis, and only afterwards you did the Matin Sheva, so B'Shas, you did the Matin Sheva, it was Chasr Halog. And the din is, when it's Chasr Halog, it's Pasul. So therefore, the Shita says, he argues on Rashi and says you have to do the Matan Sheva again. First you have to fill up the log, do the Matan Sheva again, and then only afterwards the Matan Mahinez. But both the Matan Sheva and the Matan Mahinez didn't work. Reb Leib, in Simen Lamed Vav, comes to answer Rashi. And he bases his pshat on the Biskirov over here in the Sugya, in Stanislaus. The Biskirov says that usually when we find the klal of Yesh Mechusas Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim or Ein Mechusas Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim, that's by two different karbanes. You have one karban that's supposed to come before another, so even if you bring the second one, we could say it's kosher because Ein Mechusas Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. But over here by the log, Fakta Biskarav L'Chayra, it's one big karban. There's just a seder of how to do the matanes. First you're supposed to do the matin Sheva, and only afterwards the matin Behinis. But it's not two different karbanis. So if it's one big karban, l'chayra, that's not where we find the shayla of yesh mechusas zman l'boy b'yoyim or not. So Akhtar Biskarov, the pshat is that even over here, even though it's really one log, but in essence it's really two karbanis that are boyin ke'echad. Because the din is that if it was nishbach halog, if the shemen spilled after you did the matan sheva, you could bring a new log and start from the matan behind it. So we see that each matanos each set of matanis, the matan sheva and the matan behinos, are really, in essence, two different kabanis. Just the Torah said you could all bring it all in one lug, but it's really two different kabanis. And therefore, it's also shaykh, the din of in mechos zman leboy b'yoyim, or yesh mechos zman leboy b'yoyim, because it's taka, two different kabanis. This is what the Brisk Rav says over here in the Sugya. So Zakrim Leib, Lefidus Brisk Rav, we could say the same thing applies by Yitzika. Hu adin, when you do Yitzika and you pour the shemen from a kli into your hand, is also, we need two kiyum dins of Yitzika. We need a Yitzika for the matan sheva, and we need a Yitzika for the matan behinus. So right away, when you pour it into your hand, that's only a Yitzika for the matan sheva. Only after you do the matan sheva, and the dam is sitting in your hand, ready to be used for a matan behinus, then it's neskayim, the din Yitzika, for the matan behinus. So Abazoi, we can answer the Shitas Kasha on Rashi, because there's a Shitas Harash in Negoyim, Perek Yud Dal and Mishnah Yud, that says a Chiddush that the problem of Chosar Alug is only when it's Chosar from the Kli that you had the Shemen in. But once you pour the Shemen into your hand, the Dam that falls out from your hand, there's no Chisarin of Chosar Alug. In Cain, over here, where you did the Yitzika, and then you did Matan Behinos before the Matan Sheva, so clapping the Matan Sheva, there is no problem of Chosar Alug, because the Shemen that you used by mistake for the Matan Behinos, that's not a problem, because that was already in your Yad. So therefore the Matan Sheva is a Kasher Matan Sheva. Only afterwards, when you're doing the Matan Behinos, so over there, when you're doing the Matan Behinos, it has to be a skyim now, a new din Yitzika, and clapping this Yitzika, it's taka chosar alug, because you're missing the shemen from the original Matan Behinos that you did by mistake. And over there, it was before it was the skyim, the din Yitzika for the Matan Behinos. So that's like chosar alug from the Kli, where there would be a problem of chosar alug. And that's why now, when you come into the Matan Behinos, the Braisa says, Yimalenu, you have to fill up your hand, you have to fill up the lug with more shemen, because now there's the chesaron of chosar lug, klape the Matan Behinos. But klape the Matan Sheva, there is no chesaron, because the Matan Sheva had the Yitzika right away, and the shemen that was chosar from the Matan Behinos, that doesn't bother us, because a chesaron after Yitzika is not a chesaron. His Arab Leib is Mazbur Shitas Rashi, why we only need to fill it up for the Matan Behinos, but not for the Matan Sheva. Because the Matan Sheva, there's no problem on Chisaron Alug, because there was already a Yitzika, and there's no Psal Chasar Alug. Only on the Matan Behinos, where now there's being Neskayim and Nudin Yitzika, over there, it's a problem on Chasar Alug for this thin Yitzika. And the Gemara goes right there and asks another Kashan of Papa from Hiktim Chatosu Lashomoy. There's a problem to be makdim the chatos to the asham. So the Gemara says, we said shani metzora. Dr. Gemara, shchita is different because shchita is lav avodahi. Tosfos over here brings down from the Rav Yitzchok Meirleinish that says to be masber. What does it mean shchita lav avodah? He says because since we find by chulin also you need to do a shchita. Shava chulin mikachim. So imkain lab mi tam avoida tziva amakim shchita. Since we find by chulin also you have to do shchita. So the din shchita by kachim is not b'teres avoida. So kapshuta what the Rav Yitzchok Meirleinish means is that this din shchita by kachim is not anything special. It's not a din miyuchid for kachim. It's really just the regular din of chulin that we have to shechta to take care of the isra eva menachai. However, the Sfas Emes asks that we find nafkaminos between the din shchita by kachim to the din shchita by chulin. One nafkamina, he says, is that misasik by kachim passels. Mashenkein by chulin, it doesn't passel. So we see there's a chilik between shchidas kachim and shchidas chulin. Another nafkamina, he says there's a nidin in the rishonim. What's the din? If you need a sakin to be a klisharis for kachim. Now by chulin nevada, you don't even have a kli sharis. You don't even need a kli. You could take a rack and shecht with the rack. Only over here by kachim there's a shailo. What if you need a kli? If you need a kli sharis, so you see there's a special dinim for the shchita of kachim. Rav Beryl, in the Shiurim, he asks another kasha, that we find that even before the Torah gave us the din Shechita for Chulin, there was already a Pasha Kabanis. Adam and Rishon brought a Karban before we had the Pasha of Shechita, and still he shechted it. He shechted the Karban. So you see there's a special din Shechita for Kachem. So Rav Beryl's Masber, what Tosfos means is that of Adal is the Chilek Kachem and Chulin. But upon him, since we find that such a musig of Shechita by Chulin, like we find is a the same Shechita by Kachem, we find by Chulin, so even though there's different dinim for the Shechita of Kachem, but it doesn't have a Teres Avodah, we also find the same idea by Chulin. That's what the real Yolainish means. That's what the Rebel's Masper. And the Gemara goes right there and says that El Omer of Papa, the Hainu Taimed the Shlokesh, the Chsavar, Heyer Mizrach Matir. And Shlokesh holds, Heyer Mizrach Matir. And the Gemara says, the Gemara continues that Hadar Shlokesh la beferish itma, ela mechlola itma. It's not beferish, we learned it out of a different memra. Because the Gemara brings the Mishnah later on Samachasam Abez. The Mishnah says, Ein mevian minchas bikurim u minchas behema koidim lo imer. Vimhevi pasal. And also you can't bring koidim shtei lechem, vimhevi, over there it says kasher. The Gemara says, Amar Yitzchok, Amar Shlokesh, Lashon el ba'abo asar, v'chamish asar, v'bashish asar, vimhevi kasher. If you bring it before the oimer, where usually it's pasal, but if you bring it on shish asar, it's pasal. I'm sorry, if you bring it on shish asar, it's kasher. So the Gemara says, Amak savar, hey, mizrach matar. Now, the Achreinim, the Mepharshim, ask a kasha on Amar Aleph, and when the Gemara was looking for it to ask a kasha on her Shlokesh, now how can it be makir of the oimer and the problem of Mashki Yisrael? L'chayr, we should have asked from this Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, you're not allowed to bring menachos koidim oimer. So as the Mepharish of Mishnah, you're not allowed to bring koidim oimer. So why didn't the Gemara ask that on Rish Lakish from this Mishnah? As I fact, the Karanoira, Svas Emes, the Eilish Shlomo, the Biskirov, many achrayim asked the Shaila. Now, over here, in our Girsan, the Gemara, over here on Amud Beis, in parentheses we have that it says, the reason why you can't bring it koidim la'imer is because the be'inon mashke Yisrael. So this Mishnah would be a makar that there's a psula mashke Yisrael to bring kabanes koidim la'imer. And the Karanera says that l'chayra it's muchach to be mitam mashke Yisrael. Because the Shlokesh answers that heir mizrach matir, and therefore it's kosher even l'fnei oimer. Now l'chayra, if the pshat in this Mishnah would be for another iser, another reason, not on Mashke Yisrael, L'chayra, how would Heir Mizrach be matter it? There's the Isser to be makir for things before the Omer. Mashma, the reason is because of the Isser Chadosh, there's a problem with Mashke Yisrael, and therefore Heir Mizrach can be matter. So that's the Kasha, L'chayra, the Gemara Naman Aleph should have brought this Mishnah. So it's Fasemes, and the Biskirov goes with the same Halach. And also the Eilish Shlema and the Stipler, they all say that really it's not Atmashke Yisrael. Over here we have it in parentheses, we take it out. It's not really Atmashke Yisrael. Really the reason why this Isser to bring Lefnei Omer is a new Isser. There's an Isser, just like we're not allowed to eat things before the Omer, there's an Isser to be Makriv Kabonis before the Omer. Just like you're not allowed to be Makriv Lefnei Shtei Lechem, you're not only allowed to be Makriv Lefnei Omer. And there's a new Isser. It's nothing to do with Mashke Yisrael. And therefore, the Gemara couldn't ask this on Rish Lakish, because this Isser of bringing things before the Omer is only to bring other menachos before the Omer. But the Minchas Omer itself is not nichlal in this Isser. The Minchas Omer is the Minchas Omer, and that's not part of this Isser. So therefore, by Rish Lakish, where he was bringing where he was talking about a Minchas Omer, so over there it would be kosher, and we wouldn't be able to ask that you're not allowed to bring things before the Omer, because that doesn't include also a Minchas Omer itself. And even when it's brought Shalei Lishma, and it's not Alu, but Al Kapanim, it has the same Minchas Omer, which is not Nichlal in this Isser. And the Stipler brings down that Rabbeinu Hillel, in the Teres Kainim, brings a drasha that makes the Isser to be makrif things of Nei Omer. He dashens the Pasuk that says, that Omer is Reishis Ketzirchem, and he dashens Omer V'loi Mincha Reishis Ketzirchem. So we see that there's a new Din Isser, it's not Al Mashke Yisrael, there's a new Isser, and that's why you can't bring things of Nei Omer. And the stipler says that there'll be nafkamina, because the Rambam says that even niske yayin is also koydim la'omer. If the whole reason why you're not allowed to bring things before the omer is because of mashke Yisrael, so it wouldn't apply for yayin, because yayin doesn't have isra chadash to it. If we see the Rambam saying it even applies for yayin, it must be that there's a new isra to bring things before the omer. And I believe that can include yayin as well. That's also sa'asr b'fnei omer. But upon him, it's a new isra. So that's what the Achrayim is saying, that it's a new isra. And to the raya the Kenaira brought, that the Kenaira says that if we see the Gemara can apply Heir Mizrach Matir, it's Muchach, that the reason why it's Aser is because of Mashke Yisrael, we're going to have to answer that no, Heir Mizrach Matir could even take care of this Isser of bringing things Lefnei Omer, just like it could take care of the Isser eating for a Hedya to eat Chadosh Lefnei Omer, Huadin, it could also be Matir, the Isser, to be Makriv. Makriv other kabbanis lefnei omer. That's what we're going to have to say. Now, lafi this, the Briskerov and the Sfas Emes, they say, but we can answer over here a very shtak akasha. The Shita asks. The Shita over here on Amid Beis, a nice Aleph, asks akasha. What's the Gemara proving from this klala that Rav Shlakish says and holds, hey, your mizuch matter, because Rav Shlakish said that if you bring it on Shisha Asar, another mincha lefnei omer, it's kasher. L'chayra, there's no raya that he holds Heir Mizrach Matir. The Gemara at first thought the reason of Rish Lakish is because Ein Mechusar is bound the boy by Yom. So that could be Pshat in this Rish Lakish as well. There's no raya to the tzad of Heir Mizrach Matir more than the tzad of Ein Mechusar is bound the boy by Yom. So how can we prove from here that he holds Heir Mizrach Matir? This is what the Shita asks. And there's also Rav Kveig asked this kasha, many achrayim, the Chaknasan. The Shita over here says a very shvar teretz. He says that when the Gemara says that Rish Lakish is Mechlala Itmar, not Beferish, it's not going back onto this last memory of Rish Lakish of Heir Mizrach Matir. It's really going back to the earlier memory of Rish Lakish that says that it's Kasher. That's a Minchas HaOymer, Shekandu Shalei Lishma, it's Kasher. From that we're bringing a Raya, but not going back on this last din. Which is L'chayim very Shver, we don't see in this memory over here anything L'gabi the Shiloh of Minchas Omer Shalei Lishma. Maybe we could hold like Rav that holds Bas L'Hatev L'Hitir. Al Kabanim, the Shita is Teretz Shver Teretz. But Zaktus Fas Emes and the Briskerov, Lefi this Chiddush that we said, that there's an Issa to be Makrif things Lefnei Omer, now is very good. Because the Gemara at Aleph was talking about a Karban Omer, a Omer that was brought Shalei Lishma. So Klapei a Karban Omer, we said that it's not Nichal on this Issa of bringing it before the Omer. So that's why over there we were able to say Ein Mechusar Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. We weren't forced to say Al Tayyar Mizrach Matir. But now on Amud Beis, we were talking about bringing other menachos like Bikurim or Minchas Behema Lefnei Omer. Over there, it wouldn't help to say Ein Mechusar Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim, because Lamaisa there's an Isser to bring things Lefnei Omer. Ein Mechusar Zman doesn't take care of that Isser. There's an Isser to bring it. So it's Muchach Al Tayyar Mizrach Matir. Only on Amud Aleph, we were talking about Minchas Omer itself. Only over there we can answer Ein Mechusar Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim. But over here we can't answer Al Tayyar Mizrach Matir L'Boy B'Yoyim. Now, Legami, this Etam Svara of Heir Mizrach Matir, Taisus over here asks that L'Chayro there's an Asay. Even though there's no Lav, it takes care of the Lav, but L'Maisa there is an Asay of Aviachem. You have to bring the Omer itself, and until you bring the Omer itself, it's Asr to eat it. So the Chayra, the Isra Asay, there should be a problem of Mashke Yisrael. So Tosfos says, we have to say that it's not an Isra Asay. This din of Aviyachem is only a mitzvah ba'alma, Tosfos says. It's not an Asay. And therefore, there's no problem of Mashke Yisrael, because the Maiso, it is mutter, it's only a mitzvah ba'alma to first bring the Karban Omer. Tosfos later, on the Samaches, in Divrei Maskil V'ha, over there he's Mavur, that it's an Asay. Like Tosfos thought over here in his Kasha, that it's Takan Asay, that you're not allowed to eat the Omer, the Chadosh, until you makriv the Omer. So the Chayra now, it's back Shver, Tosfos' Kasha. The Chayra, it should be a problem of Mashke Yisrael because of the Isra Asay. So the Einig Yomtev in Akdama, in Oiz Yud Dalid, he says a new Teretz to answer Tosfos' Kasha. That we only say there's a problem of Mashke Yisrael where the Isser is an Isser in the Cheftza, where the Cheftza itself is Usser. But an Isser on the Gavra wouldn't be a problem of Mashke Yisrael. So therefore, on the etzem lav of Omer, netzel lav in the chafza alein, the food itself is aser, kol zman you are makriv the Omer. So that's why the Gemara said that it should be pasul as mashke Yisrael. But the assay is the assay on the gavra of Aviyachem. You're not allowed to eat the chadash until you bring the carbon Omer. It's not an iser in the chafza of the chadash that it's aser, it's just an assay that you have to be makriv the carbon before you eat the chadash. So on a iser gavra, on that there's no psula mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael is only when the chafza itself is aser. This is what the Ein Yantav wants to be mechadish, and this would answer the kasha of Taisvis. Now, the Gemara Vayter brings down a third shita, Rava shita. Rava holds that a minchas oimesh hakamsa shaloi lishma is ksheira mishiareo necholin. Ve'eino tshicha minchas oimesh acheres latiro. He holds that it's kosher in Gansin, it's completely kosher. Why? She'im achshava me'eles, elo b'mishe roi la'voida, u'bedover roi la'voida, u'bemakam roi la'voida. There's three klalim. It has to be a makam roi la'voida, a dover roi la'voida, and me, the roi la'voida. The oivid, the person doing la'voida, has to be roi la'voida. And the Gemara says, a dover roi la'voida is coming lafuke minchas ha'omer. A minchas ha'omer is not considered a dover roi la'omer. The Gemara says the chiddush, it's a davar chiddush. Rashi explains why is the oimer not considered davar roi lavoida. Rashi says because since it comes from a seirim, barley, all menachos come from chitin. Only minchas oimer comes from seirim, so that's davar eini roi. It's not a min that's roi for a carbon. So therefore, machshava doesn't passel over here by minchas oimer. Rashi asks the kasha im kain. Minchas kenois that a seita brings is also comes from seirim, so over there also machshava shouldn't passel. So that Rashi answers that no, over there there's a kasev that we passel it, even though it's also in irai be'etzem because it comes from seirim. But there's a pasuk Rashi says chatas kari rachmana. Rav Kivega has that shver that the Gemara earlier on the Dalit said that the reason is because it says he. But Al Kapanim Rashi is saying there's the pasuk that says that minchas kenois is different. But the reason why Minchas Ha'omer is considered any roi is because Seirim is not a dover that's brought for Kabanis. Mikdash David, he asks in this country's Minyanik Kachim in Simen Dalid, Achayra Lefi Rashi, it shouldn't apply a machshava by Keteres. Keteres is also Achayra dover any roi because it's not a dover we find other Kabanis brought from, so it shouldn't apply the Psul machshava. And the Maestro, we find the idea that the Gemara does say there is a psul machshava for Keteres. This is what the Mikdash David asks on Rashi, L'chayro, Shtai Kekasha. Ulai, we could be mechalik, that by Menachos, where we find that the min the Torah gave for Menachos is chitim, over there, when we find the yotzim in a cloud to bring from Sa'irim, that's considered davar eni roi. Hashemkein Keteres is a new type of carbon of Keteres. It's not a mincha, it's not a behema. It's a new thing. It's Keteres. Maybe over there, that's taka the min that's right to be brought. Al Kapanim, this is the Mikdash David's kasha. Taisves and the Vemaskul, but Dover Roy Lavoida, he says a different reason why Mincha Soimer is considered a Dover Eni Roy. And he says because even Ligavoya, it's also to be Makrif, Chadosh, Kodem Oimer. Since it's Lefnea Oimer, that's why it's a davar sheni roi, because you're not allowed to bring chadash as legavaya lefnei oimer. The Rambam and the Ravid also seem to have the same achleik as Rashi and Tosfos and had to be mazbir the Gemara. Because in Perek Yud Dalit from Sulei Mekdashim, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam, he says the reason like Rashi, that because it's Sa'irim, that's why it's not roi. The Ravid over there says, Kain divrei Tosfos, that's it, that's brought lefnei oimer, ayin sham. Al-Kapanim, so these are the two Malachim we have here in the Gemara. Rashi says out the Seirim, and the Rambam as well, and Taisvis and the Ravid are saying because it's brought Lefnei Oimer. The Karanayra, is Mayrich to be Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam over there, in Perek Dalit, Psulim Mekdashim, in Halacha Beis and in Halacha Dalit, where he brings down the din of you have to be or someone who's Roy Lavoidah, and in Halacha Dalit, he brings the din of Mokayim Sheini Roy Lavoidah. Over there he says that if it's a person or a place that's not Roi Lavoida, the machshava doesn't help, Bein machshaves chutzl zmanoi or chutzlum kaimai. He talks about the machshava of pigel and the machshava of chutzlum kaimai. However, in Halacha Gimel, where he brings the din of it has to be a dover haroi, lafuke min chazoimer, which is not a dover haroi, over there he talks about the psal machshava of shalei lishma. He doesn't talk about the machshava of pigel. He only talks about machshava shalei lishma. So the Kehner is medayik that this din of a dover she'enei roi is only not a machshava for a shalei lishma, but it would taka be a machshava's pigel. Ayin Sham in the Karanera exactly what the chilek should be, that this din, that you have to be a dover, a roi la'avoida, should only be klape shaloi l'shma and not klape pigel. L'chayra, what he says there is a little shver. L'chayra, it doesn't stem with the Rambam himself, who says the reason is atzo'irim, Ayin Sham. Balkapanim, l'chayra, we can offer a different beer in Bidvarav to say pshat in why this din of dover, roi la'avoida should only be a nafkamina, klape the psul, machshava of shalei lishma, and not pigel. Because the Rambam is saying the reason why it's a dover she'eni roi la'avoida is because it's brought from Sa'irim. Now, be'etzem, even if it's brought from Sa'irim, that's what the Torah said the din karban is. And therefore, if you bring it, it is considered a dover roi. All the Rambam means is that since it's brought from Sa'irim, it's kelu different from all other menaches. It's not in the same gedda as all other menaches. So therefore, when you're mechashev shaloi lishma, and you're thinking l'shem another mincha, so we mentioned in the Shir and Daf Beis, that the way it works is that it's nitvas l'shem machshava of the mincha you're thinking, shaloi lishma. If you're thinking the mincha's omer l'shem another mincha, so it's nitvas that mincha, and that's how it passels. That's how shaloi lishma passels. Now, over here, it's considered a dover she'enei roi to be nitzvas, another shame, on this mincha at Sa'irim. Sa'irim is a whole different gather carbon from a mincha schiten. So therefore, it can't be nitzvas the shame. That's why it doesn't work with dover she'enei roi. Because when you're mechazer shalei l'shma, it can't be nitzvas that new shame, which is not Sa'irim, onto a mincha at Sa'irim. Hashem came. Kape the din pingle, a vado, a mincha sa'irim also has a din carbon. And therefore, if you're mechashiv pingle, a vado would passel. Only when you're mechashiv shalei lishma, only over there it doesn't passel. That's why kape this din of being dover roi la'avoida, it's only said, legabe the din of shalei lishma. The Karanera over there ends off that he found the Gemara later in Menachos that says lahedya that this din is only said by shalei lishma. Tosfos over there is Niskasha, how does it stem with the member of Rava? Hakapanim, lefi the Rambam is very good, because it's Taka only said for the din of Shalei Lishma, not for the din of Pigel. The Etzem Chilik that the Karner is saying in the Rambam, other Achrayim also make this, Ayin in the Bekar Baruch and Simit HaZayin, and other Achrayim as well, the Chazoy Necheskel. Hakapanim, but this is what they were saying, the Shitas Rambam is, and this is what the Hezbollah were giving. Now, the Gabi, the other din of Rava, that it has to be a Mokkim HaRoi LaAvoida, Rashi says that if it's Nifkam HaMizbeach, the Gemara says LaFuki Nifkam HaMizbeach, and Rashi's Masber, that if you pigel bekoimitz, beshas pigimas HaMizbeach, lav pigelu, v'misakin HaMizbeach, v'oise hayoim, yakdiranu. It's not pigle because it's not a mokay maroi, and therefore, if you're mesakin the k'toras, if you're mesakin the mizbeach, yaktirenu, you're allowed to do that k'tora. This is what Rashi says. The Karanoira asks on Rashi, Elachoira, it should be a psul, and the kmitza as well. Rashi is saying that if you build a mizbeach, you're able to be makter now this kmitz. Because now the mizbeach is around, but l'chayra it should be a psul in the kmitza itself. The kmitza also should have to have the mizbeach around, because the Gemara in Tzvachim says that if you shecht it bezman b'gimas hamizbeach, it's considered dochoy, since you're not going to be able to continue the avodas hakarbon because you need the mizbeach. So therefore, there's a psul in the shechita of dochoy. So l'chayra over here also there should be a psul in the kmitza of dochoy. This is what the Karanoira asks, and l'chayra like the Keren Oiro, is Mavur and Taisvis by us, and the very maskul by me, Shiroi Lavoido. Because Taisvis is bothered by Kasha, that what's an afkamina that Machshava doesn't pass on someone who's any Roi Lavoido, and also in a Mokoim, Shaini Roi Lavoido. In fact, Taisvis, anyways, it's possible. Because anyways, it's nifkama mizbeach, the carbon's possible. Or anyways, if a puzzle is makir of the carbon, it's possible. So what's the nafkamina that the machshava doesn't puzzle? Anyways, the carbon's puzzle. Taisa says, and the nafkamina is maybe avapikein will be chal, but then pigol and there'll be karis. But al kaponim, we see from Taisa's kasha that Taisa is asking that if anyways it's puzzle when you do kemitza b'shas nifkama mizbeach, we see Tosfos holds that there's a psul even in the etzem kemitza, not like Rashi that the psul is only later in the Akhtara. We see there's a psul even now in the kemitza. Shita Mekubetes over here in Ois Ches, he brings down a third shita. He says, and this is really the shita of Tosfos in Zvachim and Daf Nun Tesam Beis. They say that the psul of nifkama mizbeach is really only a psul in the Akhtara of a karbon of Zvachim. A menachos, there's no psul of nifkama mizbeach. It's only a psul in zvachim. And the shita says that even though over here we're talking about menachos, afal pikein, it's considered a dover a makim she'eni roi, and a machshava wouldn't passel even by menachos, which is a little shver for menachos. It is roi because there's no psul nifkama mizbeach. Ayin in the chazanish simen yudzayin soif sifkaim beis. That's ma'ir the shaylo. And he says that we have to say that since it's not roi for zvachim, even for menachos, it wouldn't passel. Ayin shom. So we have really here three shitas. Rashi is mavur that this psul nifkama mizbeach is a psul in akhtara, not in the kemitza itself. The karnoiro, and we're saying is also muchach like this in Tosfos, they say that there's a psul nifkama mizbeach even in the kemitza itself. And the Shita in Ois Ches and Tosfos in Zvachim are saying that it really it's only a psul by Zvachim and there's no psul at all by Menachos even in the Akhtara. Now the Gabi the Karnur of Shailo and Rashi, now why is it not psul at Zdachoy? I mean Chasafram over here says to answer Rashi Alpi Yisoyed he brings from the Biskirov. The Biskirov in Zvachim learns up in the Rambam. Now we only say there's a problem of dochoy if there's a din that the Torah says it's possible. So then we say if it's dochoy. Mashenkein, if it's a chesarni metzias, you couldn't bring the carbon because of a metziastic problem over there, it doesn't make the carbon dochoy. So therefore, by nifkama mizbeach, we have to have in the Torah a psul that if you shecht b'shas nifkama mizbeach, it's possible. So now we could say that the carbon comes dachoy. But if it would only be a chasar nenecha timsa, that we need the mizbeach around to continue the akravas carbon, that wouldn't be a psul dachoy. Dachoy needs to be that there's a psul here in din. So Zakta min chasavram, im kein we could say that Rashi holds over here, al derech, the shita mikubetzes, that really, by menachos, there is no psul of nifkama mizbeach. There's no din that it's possible when it's nifkama mizbeach. That din was only said by Zvachim. And therefore, by Zvachim, even b'shas l'shchita, the carbon is dachoy, because there's a din psol if it's nifkama mizbeach. Hashengei by menachos, there's no din psol when it's nifkama mizbeach. It's only a chasar in hecha timsa that we can't be makter this mincha unless the mizbeach is built. But there's no psol be'etzem and din. So therefore, it doesn't pass to say that it's dachay and it doesn't come dachay and the kemitza itself is kasher, and therefore once you build the mizbeach and now it's right to be machter it would be kasher because there is no psul dachay where there's only chasar and nechatimza, it's not a psul and din. This is the pshat of the Minchas Avram to be miyashiv the Karnera Shailo and Rashi. Now we mentioned Tosfos' kasha over here. Now Tosfos asks that what's an afkamina that there's no psul machshava because the person's ain't iroi or the makam's ain't iroi. L'chayra, anyways, the carbon's psul because a psul was makrim the carbon or because it's a makam's ain't iroi. Hatayis's answer, the nafkamin is for karis. And l'chayra, there's a kasha that, and this is how the Tzayin Kachem actually learns what Tosfos means to ask, but either way, it's shver, that l'chayra, The dinim by pigul is it has to be karev amatrik mitzvasai. It's only chal pigul if the whole akrava, besides for the psol pigul, was a kasher akrava. So the chayra over here, if there's another psol that a pasul was makriv the karbon, or that it was nifkam amizbeach, the chayra, it's not karev amatrik mitzvasai. So even without the din of emach shava poiselat b'mishen eroi or b'machem shen eroi, either way, it shouldn't be pigul because it's not karev amatik mitzvasai. Now the Achiezer in Chelek Gimel Simin Samach Vov, he wants to answer al pi the Yedua Dika Mishnah L'Melech and Perek Yud Ches Psulim Megdash Melech Zayin that says that this din that by pigul it has to be karev amatik mitzvasai, that's only the gabe the psul. That's only gabe the karis, but the psul pigul, that's chal miyad. Even before you carve a matik mitzvasi. So Dr. Chaim Oizer, in Kenan we could say that's proud over here. Without the din of Ein Machshava Paiselas B'Misha Ein Eroi, it would be Chal the Psol Pigel. Ein Echanami, Karas won't be Chal, but the Psol Pigel will be Chal. The Psol Shabai. So that's why we need Rava's din, that even the Psol is not Chal. This is what Rav Chaim Oizer says to answer this Kasha. However, the Minchas Avraham brings down from the Brisker Rav that says that Avada, even like the Mishnah Lamelech, the Psul Pigol is only Chal once it's Karev Amatrik Mitzvasai, just like Le'inyin Karis. All the Mishnah Lamelech means is that there's Chal of Psul Kloli that we have by all Kachim of all Psulei Mekdashim, but there's no, the specific Psul that was said and the Lav that was said for Pigol, that we don't have until it's Karev Amatrik Mitzvasai. So Ibizei, we can't answer this. We can't answer this in Tosfos because either way, there's a psol, because there's a carbon's possible because it was a makam sheni roi or a misheni roi. So therefore, this wouldn't be an afkamina. And we need a new teres to this kasha. That anyways, it's not karav amatik mitzvasa. So what would be the tzad that there's karis that Tosfos is saying that's an afkamina over here, that there's no karis, even though anyways it's possible, but al kapanim there's no karis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Meklemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.